Madhu Realty LLC, northwest of Route 36, 335 feet from intersection of Route 36, Route 42, and Road 619. They're seeking a variance from the front yard setback requirement.
Can I testify also? Names and addresses, both.
Angelo Abbott Drafting Services, 350 School Street, House of Delaware, 19954.
Sir. Have to spell that for her.
R-A-K. P-A-T-L?
P-A-T-E-L. You both swear affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
We're requesting a front yard setback variance. We started this project about 10 and a half months ago, and we came to you folks back in November last year for a variance to put an apartment above the liquor store. It was granted. We're not going to do the apartment above the liquor store, but we've submitted all the paperwork. The building plans have been approved by building code. We have the site approved by the fire marshal. We're working on the last comments for the fire marshal for the building. We're on the final approval with DelDOT and with Sussex Conservation. And when I dropped the site plan off to planning and zoning, the 15-foot setback that was supposed to be a side yard setback off of 36, I was told it's, of course, a front yard like we thought at first, but there was a mistake made by planning and zoning, and even, I guess, even to this point where our November 7th meeting came up and it was approved at 15 feet, but they say we need 60 feet. And, of course, we have 32 and change.
Right. And that's the reason why the fee was waived by your director. Is that correct, Bud? Bud? Well, that's the reason also that the fee was waived because it
was front. Planning Commission had told you it should be what?
When my person called down here when we first started this project, they told us that it was a side yard setback of 15 feet.
Who's they?
The planning office, whoever my girl talked to.
Okay.
When I heard that, I called down here personally because it's, you know, there's three roads basically at that point, and it should have been a front yard setback. And I verified that. I talked to the girl that my girl spoke to.
Right. It's a three
and
block.
Of course, and of course, the original site plan that I did back in November reflects the 15 foot on 36 and Old Shawnee Road, and the 60 feet in the front there. And of course, the apartment was approved based on that.
Right.
And it was just when I dropped the site plan off to planning and zoning, when all the rest of the paperwork went into the county here,
right.
That's when we
discovered
the...
So nothing's really changed other than just from the front yard to the side yard.
Right.
And we improved on that. Okay, are there any comments from members of the board? Questions? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Corbin?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Ma'am, you're in opposition? Okay, you can sit. Okay. Yes, ma'am, you need to go over there.
Get your name and address, please.
Christina Morton, 6952 Shawnee Road, Milford.
Okay. And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
I'm representing part of the neighborhood that lives around this store, and one concern that we have, we want to know how this can be approved when the Alcohol Commission Board has not approved the liquor store yet. They are still holding the application that he has up there and keeps postponing it, for unknown reasons to us, but we want to know why this should go through when he's not even been approved to have the alcohol establishment.
Well, man, we don't really have anything to do with that. We're here just tonight to act on his requests for what he was here the first time for. I don't know about that.
Well, I mean, if he's deciding not to do the application for the apartment, how can he switch it from an apartment to a liquor store? Is another question that we have. He was approved for an apartment.
Over top.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And, I mean, there was no, he was not approved for the liquor store in part of that variance. Mm-hmm. So how can he change it?
Liquor store has no
bearing
on this case. We're only here for the building itself.
The building itself. Okay. We have nothing to do with the alcohol, the liquor store whatsoever. That's not part of ours. You'd have to take that up.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, how can he change? I mean, if it was approved for just an apartment, and now he's changing it and said under testimony, under oath, that he's not doing the apartment, he's going to make it a liquor store. How can that be approved? That's what I don't understand. If
it's a B1 zoning. He's allowed to have a business there.
He's allowed to have it there. He's zoned that way.
Classify it as?
B1, yeah, he's zoned to have that, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Is there anyone else here? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, I'd like to move we approve case number 10207, as I don't feel it would alter the central character of the neighborhood. It's a minimum variance to grant relief.
And have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10207. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved.